It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roane Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, how we thank you for the privilege to call upon your name. Lord, I'm glad you tell us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Father, that we might obtain grace and help in time of need. And Father, I pray today for my brothers and sisters by the radio today, many that are praying with us. God, would you simply let the Holy Spirit of God touch their lives, open their very heart and their mind and their very inner spirit. And Lord, as we open the precious Word of God, Lord, would you open our hearts that we might receive it with gladness, the Word of the Lord. Father, we ask you not for the world. We're not asking you for the gains of the world, but oh, to just have that fullness of thy Spirit and that wisdom and that knowledge of God. Lord, would you take our lives and be filled to use us for your glory. And Father, I pray today for our pastors. I pray for our missionaries. I pray for evangelists. I pray for each worker that's trying to do a work for God. Would you bless them? I pray, Father, for our radio stations. God, would you keep the signal strong as it goes forth? And Father, I pray today, would souls be saved because we've lifted up the Savior? In Jesus' lovely and precious name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and what a blessing it is to be your guest today. And I hope and pray that you had a wonderful weekend, and as we have already started into the month of September. And the month of September, in 1970, we came to Victory Baptist Church. And one of the first things that we began to do was a little radio ministry, a little 15-minute in a 1,000-watt station, WBEJ, right here in Elizabethton. And how I thank God that He gave me the burden to simply that and the love for it. Believe me, it takes a lot of time and hours in a radio ministry. And every day, and on Sunday, in fact, Open Bible Hour through these years at the present time. We're on now 7 days a week, and we're going locally, internationally, I mean in foreign countries and here. And I don't feel worthy for God to have used me, but I thank Him for letting me have a little part in it. And thank you, each and every one of you, through the years, that all the Bibles that we've sent out, we quit counting at over 1.5 million copies, and the Bibles are still going out. The Bibles and the Open Bible Club lessons are still going out, and the radio programs, and souls are being saved. Now today, I want to invite you to just open God's precious Word again. And we're in the book of Romans, chapter number 6. And We want to pick up at verse number 15 today. In fact, what have we looked at in the book of Romans? In fact, how saved are we? Well, if you've trusted Jesus Christ, I want to tell you, you've got it all. I mean, He is all we need. But if we have Christ, in the book of Romans, what we've come to, we've been sanctified, we've been justified by the righteousness of God that's been given unto us. It's been imparted unto us. But then in chapter 6, there's a principle God wants us to live by. We've been sanctified. What does that mean? Set apart from the world, we're His. But then there's a question that's raised, and we pointed this out. A question of, we're saved, but do we have a license to just live anyway? No. Look in verse number 15 in this chapter. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law? See, the law didn't save us. Jesus came, in other words, Moses brought the law. But Jesus, when He came, He brought grace and truth. And in Him we live. We do not live under the law. But He says, because we're not under the law, but under grace, what then, shall we sin? Can we go on sinning openly in our life? Well, the answer to that is, God forbid. No. God saved us for a purpose. Now, look at the answer. Verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are. To whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Would you just sort of pay close attention to the little word whom? See, the world don't realize that Jesus Christ is a man. In fact, the world don't even recognize that Satan can transform himself into a man or even a spirit. But to whom? Know you not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey? See, we're in the day that we have, when you trusted Jesus Christ, you received Him. He took up His abode inside of you. And also there, you have the Holy Spirit of God moving in our lives and in our lives. And then, may I say, in the world, in this old flesh, the devil wants to control the flesh. So, Jesus wants to control us by the Holy Spirit of God. So when we look at this, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey? After we get saved, who are we supposed to listen to? The Holy Spirit of God. Obey Him. Whatever the Lord leads you to do, do that. And may I say this, God the Holy Spirit will never lead you, never tell you to go against the Word of God and against God's will. No, but I want to tell you something else. There's another whom here that you can yield to the devil and your own spirit and your own will. And may I say to you, you will not be pleasing the Lord. So whom do you obey? Whether to sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Folks, may I say to you, the Lord gives a man a choice that he can choose the Lord Jesus Christ and live for Him as obedience unto righteousness, to live for God. Now, the terminology here, whether to sin unto death, did you know something? in this old flesh, you can sin. We sin. Why? Because we were born in this flesh. And this flesh is not going to heaven. No, sir. Hallelujah. We must bow to the Lord. Paul said, I die daily. And what does that mean? He yielded to the Lord. Look at verse number 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. Folks, may I say this? God, he knows who we are. He knows where we were. But ye have obeyed whom the heart, from the heart, that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. There's something that happened when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and God be thanked. See, many folks, you take a lost man. He says, I don't believe I can live it. Well, you can't. But I want to tell you, God gives you that which you need to be able to live it. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. When? When you were lost. When you was yielding your life to the devil and lusting and in sin. Ye were servants to sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart. You listen to this. By the heart we live. We receive Jesus Christ into our very heart. In other words, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. What is it that God changes? Your heart. Out of the heart come the abundance of life. And ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. And what is that form of doctrine that is talked in, which was delivered unto you? That form of doctrine is nothing but Jesus said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Folks, that was what was delivered to us. A little 12-year-old boy raised in a drunkard's home. Didn't know about church or God, but I went to church one night. The Holy Spirit of God delivered something to me, gave me a simple faith to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. That form of doctrine was Jesus Christ, my precious and lovely Savior. And my friend, can I say to you, do you know him today? Have you received from the heart the Lord Jesus? Have you received this form of doctrine? What is it? Jesus Christ. Thank you. Until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.